I think there are people in every generation that have a vision that transcends their moment in their time.
Commodore Cornelius Vanderbilt owns more miles of rail than anyone in the world. But like all men of power, he faces constant challenges.
Competition gets very aggressive. People have no idea how aggressive it is. And sometimes you don't even hear because what goes on behind your back is not a pretty picture.
At the height of his power, Vanderbilt is outsmarted by a pair of unknowns.
It's to Vanderbilt's money.
Jay Gould and Jim Fisk have fleeced the Commodore out of millions. And they want the world to know it.
Thank you. Don't mind if I do.
It is no secret what Vanderbilt has been trying to do. He owns more railroads than anybody else. Well, Gould and me, we have struck a blow for the little guy. Now, sure, he may be rich and sure he may be powerful, but somebody had to stand up to the old bastard.
It was a humiliating defeat for the Commodore, a man who was so fiercely competitive, who wanted to win at absolutely everything, to whom money was so important. And here he was, defeated and insulted publicly by Gould and Fisk.
Gould and Fisk may be on top of the world, but they've awakened a sleeping lion. Vanderbilt vows to never be beaten again.
They don't think in terms of money. They think in terms of winning. Now, naturally, if you win big in business, money follows. But that shouldn't be your objective. Your objective should be to win. To win, 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 all the time. Not sometimes, every time.
Vanderbilt immediately begins looking for a new edge. He realizes that the railroads have been overbuilt, and the future of the industry isn't in building new lines, but in transporting new cargo.
Innovation is not a big breakthrough invention every time. Innovation is a constant thing. But if you don't have an innovative company coming to work every day to find a better way, you don't have a company. You're getting ready to die on the vine.
If Vanderbilt can corner the market on a new source of freight, one that can keep his trains constantly full, he'll be able to control the railroad industry. And the Commodore knows just where to look.